At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that a bombshell of declassified intelligence documents was just released proving that George Soros and Hillary Clinton's campaign didn't just spread the Russian collusion hoax, they created it from scratch, coordinated it through government agencies, and then sat back and watched as it nearly destroyed a sitting U.S. president? Well, buckle up, because Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley just dropped the classified annex to the Durham report, and the evidence is undeniable and absolutely damning. George Soros was at the center of the Russian collusion hoax. For the first time, we're seeing the raw intelligence that John Durham used in his investigation, and it reads like a political thriller. Now, these aren't rumors or conspiracy theories. These are declassified emails, intelligence reports, and communications that the FBI actually tried to hide in burn bags at their headquarters. Now, here's what the documents reveal. Russian intelligence intercepted emails between a fellow by the name of Leonard Bernardo and DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. In these communications, they openly discussed their plan to tie President Trump to Russia as a way to distract from Hillary Clinton's email server scandal. One email from Leonard is particularly damning. Quote, Julie says it'll be a long-term affair to demonize Putin and Trump. Now it is good for a post-convention bounce. Later, the FBI will put more oil into the fire. So who is this guy, Leonard Bernardo, that has connections with the FBI? Well, he just so happens to be the senior vice president of George Soros's Open Society Foundations. We now just found the smoking gun that shows unequivocally Soros' Open Society Foundations at the very heart of the Russian collusion hoax, deliberately aimed at overturning a U.S. election by sabotaging a presidency. Now think about this for a moment. They weren't just planning campaign attacks. They were coordinating with federal law enforcement to amplify their fabricated fraud narrative. The senior vice president of Soros' organization was part and parcel to a federal law enforcement ring that deliberately sought to bring down a duly elected president. But here's where it gets even more sinister. The FBI knew this was all a lie. They knew this was all fake. CIA Director John Brennan personally briefed President Obama about the Clinton campaign's plan to tie Trump to Russia. They had credible intelligence that this was completely manufactured disinformation. It was all fraud. It was all fabrication. But what did they do? What did Obama and his inner ring do? They embraced it. The document dropped by Tulsi Gabbard clearly reveals that officials in the Obama administration deliberately built on, manufactured, and fabricated more intelligence, setting the stage for an unprecedented political hit job on President Trump, which was nothing less than a years-long coup going all the way to the top with Obama and with the intelligence community itself being weaponized for partisan purposes. They lied to FISA courts to spy on Carter Page. They sent undercover agents to infiltrate the Trump campaign. And they launched a multi-year investigation that paralyzed an entire presidency. So the obvious question in all of this is, why does George Soros do this? What drives a billionaire to consistently, ruthlessly, and systematically seek to undermine American democracy? Well, when all is said and done, in a sort of twisted logic, Soros actually believes he's saving democracy by undermining it. It all goes back to the year 1993. That's the year the billionaire financier self-published a paper where he outlined his vision for what he called a, quote, New World Order. Now, for Soros, the New World Order was a globalist liberal international order where institutions like the IMF, the WTO, and the World Bank, along with the elites in D.C., Brussels, and Davos, basically govern the world. The institutions provided the rules and legal protocols that ordered the world, and D.C., Brussels, and Davos provided the overall political and economic paradigms that guided those rules and legal protocols.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But for Soros, as he outlines in the article, there was a major problem. There was a major impediment to the full realization of this new world order. And that was the rise of nationalist populist movements that began to take over the world after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. Now, in fairness, Soros pointed to the dangers of this encroaching nationalism by citing the war in the Balkans. Soros believed that the tribalist conflicts in the former Yugoslavia could end up engulfing the world. But then something else slowly but surely started to creep into his way of thinking. It wasn't just nationalisms and tribalisms and sovereign states that threatened the world. Soros began to embrace a very real apocalyptic environmentalism as well. So Soros came to see the planet as basically expiring. And only by galvanizing the world's populations into a fully cooperative global community can we hope to overcome this ecological challenge. And this is where Soros' worldview takes a rather sinister turn. If, according to him, what's at stake is the very survival of our planet, then populations simply cannot be allowed to choose the wrong leaders to represent them. I'll say that again because it's so key to Soros' worldview. If what's at stake is the very survival of our planet, then populations cannot be entrusted to choose the right leaders, in this case, to represent them. They can't be allowed to choose the wrong leaders to represent them, most especially populist leaders. If they do, then Soros galvanizes his web of billion-dollar NGOs that in turn actively interfere into the politics of sovereign nations across the planet, precisely to overturn and undo the democratically expressed will of the voters. Soros, when all is said and done, can claim he's a Democrat until he's blue in the face. In reality, he's doing everything he possibly can to orchestrate world events irrespective of voter will and intention. So closing the loop here with these declassified documents and their bombshell revelation, we're now seeing beyond a shadow of a doubt coordination between the Soros Foundation operatives, Clinton campaign officials, DNC leadership, FBI and CIA personnel, and of course, complicit legacy media outlets, all creating a self-reinforcing narrative loop. Plant the story hoax, have government agencies, quote, investigate it, leak selective information to a friendly media, then point to media coverage as evidence that the story is real in order to sabotage a presidency that George Soros believes is a threat to the planet. Boom. There it is. That is what we've been witnessing these last 8 years. And George Soros sits at the center of it all, funding the organizations, building the networks, and manipulating the reality that the rest of us have to live in. The declassified Durham Annex proves that what many of us suspected, but really, frankly, couldn't prove with ironclad evidence, that the Russian collusion hoax was a coordinated attack on American democracy orchestrated by foreign billionaires and executed by our own government agencies. We now have that proof. George Soros did not just fund opposition research or negative ads. He helped engineer a multi-year coup attempt against a duly elected sitting U.S. president using the full power of the federal government as his weapon. The question is no longer, did this happen? The documents prove it did. The only question is whether anyone is going to be held accountable here, or whether this is just going to become the new normal for American politics. So here's my question for all of you. If a foreign billionaire can weaponize our own intelligence agencies against a sitting president, do we still have a constitutional republic? Do you think this is it? Is Soros finally going to meet accountability? Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. And as always, make sure you smash that bell and subscribe button and share this with everyone who still believes America should be governed by Americans, not foreign oligarchs. Because if we don't expose this now, and if we don't hold them accountable now, it's only going to get worse. This is our time. Let's do it.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.